This fourth Sunday of Lent, in the church's tradition, is signified by outward signs, such as the color of this rose vestment. It's called Lytare Sunday, and it happens halfway through our Lenten journey. It is a time for us to not relax the fast or the penances that we have undertaken, but to recognize that each time we gather on Sunday, it is in anticipation of the resurrection and the celebration of Easter. And so there is a festive, there is a sense of joyfulness, even though we are undertaking this Lenten journey. It's also this weekend, it's the pastoral visit of St. Peter's Parish. And so that's the reason, as the Bishop of Calgary, that I've been here. The pastoral visit of a parish is something that is an ancient custom. As a matter of fact, it began in the Middle Ages. And the reason it took place back then is the reason it happens now. Basically, it was an encouragement to the bishop to get out of his office and go out and visit the parishes. And what I've said before is that it's true. As the bishop, I can see the diocese at 35,000 feet, like in an airplane. But also, it's more important that I see it at ground level, that I come among the people and in the parish and see the life of faith. And often I've marveled in 79 pastoral visits in the last 9 years as a bishop. A lot of the life of parishes are similar, but also there are unique features in every parish. And I'll probably make a list of what's so unique about the parish of St. Peter's. Not that the pastor should get filled with pride, but I think it's really because of the community that has developed here. This parish is 41 years old. It began, for some of you, in three ATCO trailers. And those who took up that challenge also saw the moving of that celebration of the Eucharist to schools, and then eventually this parish, and also the expansion. And so it marks, I think, a growing reality of the fact that this parish needs to continue to welcome those who come to celebrate their faith. The gift of faith is strengthened in this parish in many ways. I've seen it in the St. Vincent de Paul, who go out and help those who are in need. The generosity of the parishioners throughout the year provide the means to buy the food and to take it and to make home visits. In the spirit of St. Vincent de Paul, he said, we must always befriend the poor. We must not have a barrier between ourselves as Christians and those in need. And so they go two by two to make those home visits. There's also the expression of faith of the catechists, those who are teachers, concerned about the young, that they might receive the gift of faith that was given to them in baptism, and that it might be strengthened. And as the bishop, I've encouraged parishes to include the parents in the preparation, sometimes to some resistance, but that's okay, because it's important that the family be the nucleus in which the life of faith is lived, and especially when children are preparing for the sacraments of initiation. There's also the gift of this parish sitting over here, one of five or six choirs, but this parish has more involved in music ministry and singing, which actually enhances the celebration of this liturgy each and every Sunday. And many times, such as these, as I've been in a parish, I begin to see how the faith that is received in baptism becomes witnessed in this desire to serve. And there are various forms of it. This Lenten journey that we have begun was a journey that began on Ash Wednesday. And always in Lent, there are two focus. And it's actually symbolized by the sign that begins our Lenten journey together. For we come forward in a sense of humility and penitence, and the sign of the cross is traced on our forehead. The cross is a sign of salvation. It is the gift of baptism that we anticipate to renew our baptismal promises at Easter. But the ashes are the Old Testament symbol of a desire to have a repentant heart, to recognize that our life always is in need of conversion, to turn away from sin, but also more importantly, to deepen our commitment to love and to serve others. And so this Sunday, we hear in John's Gospel this wonderful encounter of a man born blind. John tells us very specifically that he was born blind from birth, which meant that he had never had the ability, the gift of created sight. And yet, Jesus recognizes that his heart was open to faith. The reality of blindness in Scripture can often be interpreted in many ways. The blindness that sin can take over in our lives, sometimes the blindness of ignorance, but ultimately, the blindness is part of our human condition. In my family, I had an aunt who was a teacher, but her teaching was of students who were blind. She taught in the city of Brantford in what was known as the Institute for the Blind, a term that we wouldn't use today. But I remember, as a number of us cousins, when we got together, we were always sort of fascinated that she wasn't just a normal teacher that we had. And so we often asked her, what was the difference? She once explained, and it's always stuck with me, she said, you know, these young people who are blind struggle. They struggle at an age to try and understand. To be able to read, she said, opens up their life. And it takes great patience. And as a matter of fact, my aunt had tremendous patience, for she would often see them get frustrated and slam their hands down on the braille, and she would just take their hands and continue to place them on those indentations until they understood. And she said there came a moment in which they were illuminated, that their hands were able to understand what was on the braille, and then all of a sudden, their hands began to go quickly across the page, and they recognized the gift of being able to read, this gift of illumination. And I share that story because we all are, in a sense, blind, and it is through our baptism, it is through the gift of faith that we receive that allows in our hearts and our eyes to see differently. As Jesus took the saliva and the mud and placed it on the man's eyes, and then God went and told him to wash in the pool of Siloam, what John is telling us is that this is our baptism. The blindness that we have, the sin, the weakness, that does not allow us to see, this becomes healed and taken away in the gift of baptism. And why it is so important for us as Christians in this Lenten season to see it as a time of preparing to renew our baptismal promises. As the Patristic Fathers often referred, baptism was a baptism of regeneration, but also one of illumination, that we receive the gift of faith and that we're able to see differently. And this, I think, is important, for as a parish, we need to always deepen this commitment to faith. Yes, by coming to the Eucharist on Sundays, But what I've recognized in this parish is the outreach to allow for scripture study, for deepening one's faith in the Catholic tradition. On Friday evening and throughout the year, each time, there is 12 hours of devotion. And as I shared with those who commit themselves in teams to come and to pray, not only for themselves, but pray for the church, for the world. And in those times of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, I can guarantee you that the Holy Spirit opens all of our eyes to see differently, to see through faith what God wants us to see. For we know that our human world often wants us to see other values than what Christ does. And so we constantly need to be renewed in the commitment and the life of our faith. And why such devotions are important, for they teach us to value and to express the great gratitude that we should have for the gift of our faith. As we celebrate this fourth Sunday, we will also celebrate the scrutinies, those who will be journeying to Easter and to receive the gift of baptism, to have their sins washed away, but to be illuminated in the light of Christ. May we who have received the gift of baptism always accompany those who are joining the community of faith and believers, that we accompany them with our prayers during this Lenten season. May this be our intention today as we celebrate the gift of the Eucharist, that the Lord may open our eyes to see his very presence here in the gift of the Eucharist, and to see the very gift of the church being strengthened by those who desire to receive baptism. May we understand what our reading in the second said, that we find ourselves as children of light, and that the fruit of this light is found in those who desire what is good and what is true.